ಸಮಂ ಜೇಷರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಸ್ಪದಾನ ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ನೋ ದಿವಿಸ್ಸೀದ ಸಾಧನಂ ಪ್ರಣೋ ದೇವೀ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ವಾಜಿನೀವತಿ ದೀನಾಮವಿತ್ರಯವತು ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ನಾವು ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಂಟ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಅನುವಾಕಂ ಇನ್ ರುದ್ರ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ ನಮಕಂ. The previous anuvakam, the essence of the previous anuvakam, the 10th anuvakam is love. Did you see the picture? What picture? What picture? No, not that picture. Did anybody print that picture? Yes, only one person, huh? Only one person cared to even print it and keep it. Rest of you, what you are doing, suffering from happiness. And how many of you have actually seen the picture? Raise your hand. Okay, what happened to the rest of you? You are not getting emails? Your appa never showed you. Okay, very good. And what about you, Mr. Boatman? Huh? Ah, what? Mother never showed, huh? Mother never showed the picture. Mother got the picture? Where is the mother? She is hiding behind. Mother did not herself see the picture. How can she show you? Can we get the picture sent? Yeah, but now by WhatsApp, huh? Okay. This is the picture I sent to everybody. You did not even see. Huh? You never even saw this picture? This is the essence of 10th anuvakam. How Swami has summarized this so beautifully. The 10th anuvakam is all about love. You see the love in the bottom? And from that love, the first aspect of that love in 10th anuvakam is expansion. And that is the first mantra in 10th anuvakam. Expansion. The second and mantra is about healing. What is that healing mantra? Yate tanu siva vishvaha bheshati. Siva vishvasya bheshati. Bheshati is a healer. Bheshati is healing. So the second and the third mantra, the second mantra is about healing. The next four mantras are about being. Love as the being. Love as in sacrifice. Love as in action. Love as in feelings. Love as in understanding. Please, kindly, for Swami's sake, take this seriously. For Swami's sake. Don't just come to this class as time pass. If you miss this opportunity, I'm telling you, you won't get up. I won't be teaching Rudram like this again. This is probably the last time I'm going to teach Rudram. My heart and soul for the last 10 years has gone into this, and what you're getting is really a tapas. Tapas. And it is said that you cannot do apatradana, means to undeserved. I'm not saying you are undeserved. Probably there is one or two that really, really have prayed to Swami so much that this is happening. Not because of me. But you should not take this easily. And when I beg and I request you to come for Ekadas Rudrabhishekam, even then if you don't show up, what can I say? Huh? What can I say? It's not a pressure on all of you, right? It's not pressure. I know you have so many activities going, coming for Rudrabhishekam once in a month is not a priority. I understand that. But the only reason why this is happening in this place is so you come and every month you chant for the healing of yourself and for the universe. This is what is the purpose of this Rudram, to heal the whole universe with our love. Yes? So do not take this casually and don't Yo yadi moha dasyati sapapiyan bhavati. Yo yadi moha dasyati sapapiyan bhavati. You, where did that mantra come? Ganapati Atharva Sesha. Yes. The one who gives because of attachment will get papa. That's what it says. The one who learns with attachment will also get papa. Because the only purpose that God is giving you these mantras is so you chant and you heal yourself and you heal the whole universe. That is the purpose of this. Now, can you ever imagine how this whole thing is coming together as the 10th Arvaka? Some people who received this, they really, really, I have poured of emails from people saying what an incredible depiction of 10th Arvaka this is. Now you see, when you go into the love as in feeling, then there is the last piece, the core of the love is the indweller. What is that mantra? What is the mantra that says God is the indweller? Stuhisrutam gatasadam yuvanam. That is the mantra. Love is giving and forgiving. Love comes, ego goes. Love is the inseparable self and love is the master of all. This is the essence of. Now we are coming into the last anuvakam, which is the 11th anuvakam, which is another beautiful anuvakam. The conclusion anuvakam is really where Swami first started giving me insights into Rudram through this anuvakam. The insights start coming from the last anuvakam, not from the first anuvakam. Now we are going to, what is this 11th anuvaka? This 11th anuvaka also contains 11 rooks. 11th anuvaka contains 11 rooks. How many rooks were in the previous anuvaka?
12.
Very good. Excellent. Now, in the context of these 11 rooks, this particular mantras in this anuvaka have dual meanings, different meanings. It can be used as mantras to protect oneself, or actually speaking, the inner significance of these mantras, people interpret only to say that you are protected from all the Rudra's army. And therefore you have to praise each and everyone in that Rudra's army so that wherever they exist, they basically are only there to protect and to serve. The Rudra's army, now not Rudra is not one person now. Why Rudra is not one person? Why Rudra is not one person? Yes. Yes, because he's present in every single being, so it's not one person. Exactly. Sahasrani sahasrasho e rudra adhibhumya am teshagum sahasrayo jane vadhanvani tanmasi. Sahasrani sahasrashaha e rudraha adhibhumyam. Now each word I am separating. Tesham, sahasrayojane avadhanvani tanmasi. Now what this means is, avatanmasi means we keep unstringed. What do we keep unstringed? We keep our bows. Which one? The bows are the dhanvani, right? Dhanva. Dhanu is the bow. We keep our bows unstringed. Avatanmasi. We not only keep our bows unstringed, but we also keep them 1,000 leagues. Yojana means a league. Anybody who knows distance here, Mr. Boatman? What is it? Yes?
It's similar to a nautical mile.
Yeah. Can you translate into how many miles is a yojana or a league?
13.
Huh?
13.
13 miles.
13 miles is
one. Oh, okay. Anybody else? Yeah, yojana generally is about 5 miles, which is 8 kilometers. Sahasra yojane means 1,000 times 5. 5,000. But actually, sahasra anand is and shata in Vedic parlance not just doesn't mean 1,000 or 100. It is infinite, ananta. So, what are we doing? We keep our bows unstringed, avatanmasi, and then we are going to keep them 1,000 leagues away. And not only 1,000 leagues away from sahasrasho, all that sahasrashaha, 1,000 different forms of infinite number of forms of countless manifestations, sahasrani, sahasrasho of Rudra, who are ranging this entire earth, adhi bhumyam. That's what this mantra means. We unstring our bows, keep them thousands of leagues away from this infinite number of Rudras who exist on this earth in infinite number of forms. Now, why you have to keep your bows away from them? We unstring. Now, what this also means is actually, the inner interpretation is, we unstring our minds from countless number of thought manifestations. Once you unstring your mind, what happened? Countless number of manifestations of your thoughts and manifestations of your perceptions, all those are now placed very far away from anybody, isn't it? Yes. Now, that means what? You are keeping the perceptions and your thoughts unstringed to your mind. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. They will be existing, but you are not launching them. You are not doing anything with them. So, what happens? What our thoughts? Our thoughts are actually not ours. Do you understand what I mean? Our thoughts and perceptions actually don't belong to us. All of those belong to the other people around us. We just happen to simply receive them. So, what our mind is not actually ours. This is crazy, sounds crazy. Now, if you really think about it, all the thoughts and perceptions, they are like signals existing all around you. You simply, like a radio, you are picking them. And then what you think, oh, I have to act on it. I have to do something about it. Then you get into the drama. Why? Because somebody is thinking something about you. I have to do something about it. Otherwise, what happens? Oh my God, that person will continue to think about me like this. Therefore, I have to do this urge to constantly address the perceptions and thoughts that even don't belong to you. That's what our life is. 99% of our life is just that. Now imagine if those thoughts come and you say, I'm not going to act on it. I'm only going to watch it. What happens? Yeah.
His thoughts become crazy.
You become crazy, yeah? What did you say? Thoughts become crazy. Because, oh yes, anyway.
You will not have so much thoughts and you can like start controlling the thoughts.
Yeah, then what happens?
And then you...
What happens if you're thoughtless?
Peaceful,
yes.
Now,
don't play this at home. Huh? If mother asks you to do homework, then don't say, that's your thought, I'm not going to act on it. That doesn't work, okay? Okay? Yeah, you still have to do homework. Don't try it at home. Okay? But then he said, you will be peaceful, but she won't be peaceful. You understand? Okay. Peacefulness works only when? You are detached from the thoughts. Wow, just to do the homework, but don't get bound by it. Then you are really in peace. Now, how fast the homework can be done is amazing. Try this at home. Yeah? If you don't think, I have to do homework, but just do the homework, then you will have so much time. Not only you will be in peace, but also for parents will be at peace. Okay, you understand? Now let's chant the mantra again. Sahasrani, Sahasrasam. Now what happens is, when you have all these thoughts and perceptions, they actually prevent you from also from serving others. Yeah, if you think about that, that's the other level of interpretation of this mantra. What happens is, you are thinking of doing somebody help. People say, you should not even think to help others. You should not even think to serve others. The moment thought comes, yeah, then what it is said, right? If the thought comes that you have to serve, even before the left hand knows that the thought has come, the right hand should give. That's what it says, yes? Have you heard that saying? If a thought of serving somebody comes, don't think second time, because you will stop from serving. Somebody will say, hey, why give that? Then stop. Why do that? There will be somebody who will, supposing you say, I want to, you know, do this service, or I want to go. Somebody will say, how come there is, you have to take the kid somewhere. Okay, stop. Now service is gone. You understand? So don't think. When you unstring your mind from these thoughts and perceptions, then you will unconditionally serve others. Now this beautiful, this second line, Teshagum Sahasra Yojane Vadhanvari Tadvasi, yes.
Why is the 5,000 yojanas, 5,000 miles used?
Yeah.
What is the distance between India and Turkey? Why is there connotation? Why there's that specific measurement?
Why yojana they mentioned?
And no, but like, why the specific number, like 5,000?
Sahasra yojane. Sahasra means infinite miles away. Infinite yojana away.
Literally means 1,000, but it implies infinite.
Sahasra means actually infinite. But sahasra also is a number, 1,000. But in this context in Vedas, when you use the word sahasra, sahasra doesn't mean just 1,000 number, right? Sahasra means infinite. Same thing as shata, same thing as ananta, infinite. They are all the same thing. You understand? It's not. So now what you're saying, I am placing my bow unstringed infinite number of miles away. You understand? Okay.
So one more question.
Yes.
So the thoughts by this, you're also saying the thoughts by themselves are not good or bad. Sorry, your perception. So whether it's good or bad, don't even think about it.
Doesn't matter. Good thought is like a golden shackle. Bad thought is an iron shackle. Swami says very beautifully, bad thoughts are ignoble, good thoughts are noble, thoughtlessness is peace. Yes? Thoughtless is peace. It's not that you should now, don't interpret that I shouldn't have good thoughts. It's better than having bad thoughts. The problem is, you know, we want to very conveniently use these mantras in a way that It will only prevent us from being who we are. Yes. Sahasrani sahasra. This teshagum sahasra yojane vadhanvani tanvasi is a refrain for the rest of the 11 mantras. Okay? Rest of the 10 mantras. Okay? First mantra, first line, and then let's say when we are chanting Parayana, we say Nilagriva Siddhikantha Sattva Adahakshamachara. Refrain. Teshagum sahasra yojane vadhanvani tanvasi. So we do that when we do the homam, right? Each line is a couplet, but when we chant, we don't chant it like that. Okay, now next mantra is Asmin Mahatyarnave
Antarikshe
Bhava Adhi. That is the second rook. Teshagum sahasra yojane vadhanvani. I won't go through that. We won't chant like that. Okay? So the second line is Asmin Mahatyarnave Antarikshe Bhava Adhi. Intonation. Asmin Mahatyarnave Antarikshe Bhava Adhi Nilagrivasiti Kantha Asharva Adhakshamacharah Nilagrivasiti Kantha Divagum Rudra Upasritah E Vrukshesu Saspinjara Nilagriva Vilohitah. The words are Asmin, Mahati, Arnave, Antarikshe, Bhava Adhi. What this means? Asmin, Mahat, Mahat, Arnave. Both together, Mahati, Arnave, Antarikshe, Bhava Adhi. Now you see, there are three things that are going to come. There is going to be Bhava, Sharva, Rudra. Huh? See that? First line is Asmin Mahatyarnave Antarikshe Bhava. Then Nilagriva Siddhikantha Sharva. Third one is Rudra. Okay, very good. Arnave is ocean. And now I'm going to put you to test. You heard what Bhava is, what Sharva is, what Rudra is before. Yes? Yes, have we learnt what those are? Who are those? You haven't learnt who those three are? No? Oh, yeah. Yes, Aunty? Huh? Who are those? You haven't heard these names before? Namo Bhavaya cha Rudraya cha Namah Sarvaya cha. What, you haven't heard this before? Why you are also blanked out? See, this is what's called a research mind. When I say who is Bhava, who is Sarva, who is Rudra, I taught you those. Who is Bhava?
Creator of birth.
No.
One who causes birth.
No. Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, Sarvaya Devaya Namaha, Ishara. Who are those? Ashtamurtis. Ashtamurtis, the eight murtis. And who are the Ashtamurtis? Hello. You, Ramachandra. Those are the Ashtamurtis. Yeah. Yes. And who are the last three?
Time.
Money. Time, space and money. You have your priorities clear, buddy. Okay. Bhavaya Devaya Namaha is water. Sarvaya Devaya Namaha is earth. Rudraya Devaya Namaha is?
Fire.
Yes. Now you see, Arnave means ocean. Antarikshe is space. Yes? Now what you are saying? Asmin Mahatyarnave. Mahat means a great ocean and great space. Mahatyarnave Antarikshe Bhava Adhi. That Bhava is those demigods that are representative of pervading the waters. Yes? Bhava Adhi. Asmin Mahatyarnave means my vast waters and space. Those demigods that are pervading those, Teshagum Sahasra Yojane Vadhanvadi Tanmasi. May they keep their bows unstringed and where? Which? How far away? Infinite number of miles away. Avadhanvani Tanmasi. Keep them. Now this is saying, may all those Rudras that are pervading in the vast oceans and the space, may they leave me alone. Now why will they leave me alone? If I keep my? May they keep their bows and stress. So this is like I say, protect us, not hurt us, but hurt everybody else. That's what the interpretation of literal meaning is that. But now what we are trying to learn is going to be very different. Now, all this, you know, perceptions are stored in two places. Our body and the space within us. Yes, iCloud. They are stored in a space called iCloud. And now all this is a terabytes of perceptions, terabytes of memory, all filled with the junk only. Junk of what? What somebody called you when you were a little kid, you will carry that until you die. Especially if they called you an idiot, you will remember that uncle or auntie. Even if you are 2-3 year old, some uncle slashed and said you are an idiot, then that uncle auntie, you will remember till your death. You cannot let go. Bow is tied. With that, you are an idiot perception. Yeah. Now, where is this stored? In vast space of memory is filled with all these perceptions. Now, that uncle, whenever you see that uncle, you will only remember what? Idiot. Nothing else you will remember. You understand? So, that uncle you can never serve in your life. Yes, you understand? Hello. Now I'm calling it jokingly, but actually, seriously, if you think about this, this is how we have conditioned ourselves. Now what you're saying, whatever perceptions are filling, now if you say, why Arnave, what is the reason why it's called ocean is, 72% of our body is water. What percentage is earth? 12% is earth. What percentage is? 6% is wind. And then another 6% is space. 4% is fire. Calculate. Yes? 100? Yes? Somebody did the math? Sri Vidya? Number tallied? She's just writing the number tallied. 72% of our body is water. And 12% is? Now what it became, how much percent?
84.
Now 84%. Now fill another 6% with wind or air. 90%. Three things have occupied 90%. And 4% is fire and
6%
is space. Now this, you have to keep all these clean. Now what these mantras are going to do is to keep Bhuta Shuddhi. Bhuta Shuddhi. Purity of all these elements in our body. So water has great memory. Water has fantastic memory. It carries memory. You are wondering what is water carrying memory? Now that's what is called, if you put water and you chant the mantras in front of the water, and now there is a Japanese scientist that looked at the how these water molecules are coming together and forming lattices, arranging themselves in the presence of these mantras, they beautifully get arranged. Now imagine you are doing this Abhishekam with this Rudra mantras, Ekadasha Rudra, and you are pouring this water and the milk on the god. Imagine what memory that water is carrying, and if you drink that water, that's why it purifies you. That's why it's called Tirtha. Not ordinary water. This water is purified water. Now what we are thinking, why we have to drink Tirtha? What happens if I don't drink Tirtha? Why I have to do? This is all, you don't understand any of this stuff. This is called purification of water. Water carries the memory. Yes, you have a question?
Yeah, I know, I don't have a question. So 72% of our body is water. So even the molecule in our body, water is pre-arranged.
Right.
So that is, it's good for you.
Yes.
For vibration.
Absolutely.
That, you know, and outside Kirtan, we are taking it in. So
the water in your body, if you chant the mantras, will organize itself into positive energy and carries that memory with you. Therefore, you do Sandhya Vandanam. And when you do Sandhya Vandanam, what you are doing today? Why you do Sandhya Vandanam? You pour the water and you say, Suryascha Mamanyascha Manyupatayascha Manyukutebhyah Papebhyo Rakshantam Yadratriyat Papamakarsham Manasa Vacha Hastabhyam Padhyamudarena Shishna Ratristadavalumpatu Yatkincha Duritam Mai Idamaham Mam Amrutayonav Surye Jyotishi Juhomi Swaha. What we are taking after chanting that mantra? Purified water. That water now carries the memory of the vibration. Apohishtamayo bhuvastana. Now you are sprinkling water, chanting these mantras. This is bhuta shuddhi. Now that, what we are saying now, you see, asmin mahatyarnave antarikshe bhava adhi, all those aspects about the forces that are stored in myself as the water and the space as the storage, may I be devoid of all the perceptions, bad memories associated with them and thoughts associated with them, so that I become clean to be eligible to serve others. This is Sanyandra. When you are cleared of all these things, perceptions, that's what you are saying, Suryascha Mamanyam. I have to, so a lot of people are asking me now to teach Sanyandana mantras. What is the significance of Poonal? One more guy is getting ready for Poonal here. So, all these Poonal guys, I will teach Sanyandana mantras with the meaning of why those are done. What is the purpose of Sanyandana? So, Bhuta Shuddhi, Neela Griva, Siti Kantha, Sarva, Adha, Kshamachara. Neelagriva means, now I will tell the literal meaning. Neelagriva means blue necked. Sitikantha means white necked or fair necked. Sarva. Now Sarva means, what is the Sarva god representative of? Earth. Sarva adhah kshamachara. What this means is blue necks and fair necks. And the Sharvas who wander in the nether regions, who wander on the earth. Now, this mantra is about purification of the earthly aspect of ourselves. Sarva is the earth aspect of it. Now, what this actually means is, what is this related to service? Now, all these earthly beings, Sarvas, earthly beings that are present as blue necked, here means the birds that are wandering in the sky. Sitikantha means the cold blooded reptiles. With our forbearance, Kshama, we are going to serve them. So in order to do this, now this is called, what is called the seva for all the animals and the birds. This is service for all the animals and the birds. So in order for me to serve all these animals and birds, teshagum sahasra yojane vadanvanitamrasi. I'm going to unstring my same thing. For me to serve all these birds, now you, when on this earth there are so many birds and reptiles and also human beings. Now this is what's called bhuta seva, right? Now seva. By doing that, what happens? Your earthly element gets purified. Now this is the purification of the earth aspect of ourselves. How do you get purification of earth aspect of ourselves? Is by feeding the birds, feeding the animals, feeding the people, service, Narayana Seva. By doing Narayana Seva, our earth aspect of the body gets purified. Yes? Now, Vrukshesu Saspinjara Neelagriva Milo, Neelagriva Siddhikantha Divagum Rudra Upasritah. Now the third one is Rudra. But now here also Neelagriva is coming. Siddhikantha is coming. Upasrita means those that are residing in the celestial space. Now what this means, Neelagriva, is here Neelagriva are the celestial beings. Siddhikantha are the bhut, preta, pishacha, spirits, negative spirits. They are wandering above us. Who is around us? Birds, animals and other human beings are around us. Who is above us? Celestial beings and bhuta, preta, pishach, like the preta, pishachas, like all the forefathers that died, they are hanging around as spirits around you. Tune into them, they will come. Hello. And that's why they do yearly ceremony. How do they do the yearly ceremony? The yearly ceremony is done with fire. And when you do that yearly ceremony, you feed to the celestial beings and you also feed to your forefathers. This is called this yearly anniversary, you know, seva that you do to the forefathers who have passed away. That's called swaha, swadha. Two types of agni are used. What you offer to the celestial gods is called swaha. What you offer to your forefathers that are hanging as spirits is called swadha. The agni carries the food for them. Therefore, here Rudra stands for what?
Fire.
Bhava stands for?
Water.
Sarva stands for?
Earth.
Third is? Fire. And with fire, you do the service to your forefathers and the celestial beings. Now there, it is actually Preta Shuddhi. Now what is purification is through fire. And that fire is carrying the food for these celestial beings and for your forefathers. Now this is beautiful mantra. I know I'm 2 minutes away, 2 minutes over already. There is a much more deeper meaning to this. I will cover that next week. Beautiful mantras. Now let's chant the Asmin Mahat Charnave. No, Sahasrani Sahasra So until here.
Sahasrani Sahasra So Ye Rudra Adi Bhumyam Eshagum Sahasra Yojane Vadhanvani Dhanmasi Asmin Mahat Yannave Ndarikshe Bhava Adin Nilagriva Siddhikanta Sarva Adhakshama Chara Nilagriva Siddhikanta Divagum Rudra Upasrita Ye Vrikshe Shusaspinjara Neelagriva.